please follow me there. But to start the day, let's welcome to the stage Bob Strong, the chairperson of NICFA.
Thank you, William, for that. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're very, very welcome. I'm looking at those lights and hope that I don't have a bad one. If I do, you'll just have to forgive me. As I say, you're all very welcome to NICFA's first annual economic conference, Creating the Good Economy. I'm not going to go into any of the detail on the economic and political discussions. We have a range of distinguished speakers who will cover all of that. I would, however, like to talk to you a little bit about how this conference has come about and why NICFA has undertaken to step directly, I suppose, into the economic policy area. I'm sure that you all know that NICFA is the umbrella organisation for the voluntary and community sector in Northern Ireland. Our members represent and work with some of the most vulnerable people in our society, people who have often been the hardest hit by the financial crisis and the budget cuts, and who are often furthest from the labour market and the economy. It's NICFA's aim to make vulnerable people stronger and more integrated into society and the economy. In helping the most vulnerable in society, NICFA is also focused on making Northern Ireland a better place for everyone. The economy is clearly one of the key vehicles for transforming the lives of thousands of people, but also our society as a whole. It is not separate from society or government, but works interdependently with them. It's therefore crucial and right that NICFA and the voluntary and community sector are engaged and in leading the debate on our economy and our future. In terms of this project, NICFA has been funded received funding from the Esme Fairbairn Foundation, the Joseph Rowntree Foundation and Atlantic Philanthropies to set up the Centre for Economic Empowerment, who have organised this today. One of the centre's key aims is to help build the capacity of the voluntary and community sector to engage in and influence economic debate in Northern Ireland and beyond. And I'm sure many of you will have already attended some of the masterclass series which was successfully opened by Kate Barker of the Economic Advisory Group and the Office of Budget Responsibility. The centre is also developing an accredited training course aimed at individuals within the sector to give them more detailed and holistic knowledge of economics and political economy. The centre hopes to open applications for that training course at the end of the year, and we'll be advertising for that shortly. The centre has also a research budget, which it will use to carry out and commission research on the Northern Ireland economy, the budget and specific groups affected by that. It is our hope that the centre can play a crucial role in the economic debate in Northern Ireland and help create a good economy that benefits everyone. I'm also pleased to announce that NICFA has recently received some additional funding from Atlantic Philanthropies to enhance the work of the centre with a specific focus on research. This new funding will greatly improve the ambition and scale of the work of the centre. The centre will work best, as William said, with your participation, and I hope that you'll be able to make use of it and use your expertise to help develop it. Returning to today, this conference forms an integral part of the work of the Centre for Economic Empowerment and NICFA. It aims to meet the two objectives of building all of our capacity to understand the issues and to lead the way by creating a platform for open debate amongst all sectors of our society. NICFA has a view to finding practical and implementable policies to deliver a good economy and society in Northern Ireland, and we hope that this is the start of this today. I'm sure as you look at your programmes you will agree with me that we are extremely lucky to have such qualified and distinguished speakers here this morning. And I would especially like to thank the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Investment, Arlene Foster, for taking the time out of her busy schedule to give the opening address today.